ArsonAlarms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RVN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is an articulate spokesman in the media and before legislative committees on conservative and pro-family issues, and was named one of the 100 most important women of the century by the Ladies' Home Journal. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The technology industry has sent its lobbyists to demand that the new Congress vastly increase the number of foreign computer software techies and engineers who can be imported on H-1B visas. This demand is based on the claim that we suffer a labor shortage in those fields, but that's a barefaced lie to build a smokescreen around the real reasons. Three reasons motivate the technology giants to use their political clout and contributions to increase H-1Bs. First, cost-cutting. The H-1Bers are paid far less than Americans. Second, the influx of H-1Bers depresses the prevailing wage for all computer techies and engineers. And third, the hiring of H-1Bers prevents potential competition from Americans who might resign and start companies of their own. H-1B visas are not for entrepreneurs or executives, but are for employees who are tied to the company that imports them, much like indentured servants. They are supposed to depart from the United States after a few years. Current law allows industry to bring in 85,000 H-1B foreigners a year, and industry lobbyists want to double or triple the number. They really want Congress to pass the Cornyn-Shattuck bill, which could import 1.5 million H-1B workers by 2013. America has plenty of engineers. After the dot-com bust in 2000, Silicon Valley lost about 100,000 engineering jobs, and many of those who lost out are unemployed or underemployed or have taken jobs in other industries. Research by Professor Norman Matloff of the University of California at Davis proves that there is no shortage of U.S. engineers or computer techies. If there were a shortage, salaries would be going up. But starting salaries for bachelor's degree graduates in computer science and electrical engineering have been flat or falling.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Do you believe corporations should be allowed to lay off American citizens and replace them with foreign workers at half the pay? Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for free information on what's happening to American jobs. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
From the heartland of America comes a harvest of insight and entertainment. This is the Common Sense Coalition, the Derry Brownfield Show, starring Derry Brownfield. And here's the star of the show, the man who says, if voting could really change things, it would be illegal. Derry Brownfield!
Hello there.
Derry Brownfield here, and I am happy that you're along on this adventure in broadcasting. It is the talk show with the country flavor and some common sense points of view. And if I stirred up, I wanted to say a hornet's nest, but no, the cat house.
You stirred up the kitty litter.
The kitty litter. Well, that's better than the cat house. That was my next comment because, hey, everybody, there's two kinds of people out there. I have found out there's people that don't like cats, and then there's people that adore cats. And so for those of you that have not been keeping up on this great debate, and it makes about as much sense as the Republican speeches or the Democrats. This happened. We've had Republicans here lately. Political speeches, I should say. Anyway, this all started a couple of days ago, earlier this week, when I had a story about James Richards, DVM, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine, and he's a real expert in the field of cats. He heads up the Cornell University College of Veterinary Medicine's Feline Health Center. It's not a vet clinic, it's a feline health center. But anyway, he was riding his motorcycle, and a cat ran across the road, and he tried to dodge the cat, and he had an accident, and it caused his demise. He is no longer. Okay, and I mentioned this on the air earlier this week, and I got a call, or I got an email from a lady who is one of my very good friends. I've had her on the air, but she is a cat lover, and she became very upset with me once upon a time because I told a cat story at a speaking engagement where I was, and it was a funny story, but it was not the kind of a story that a cat lover would like. So anyway, I used a story on the air about the renowned cat veterinarian attempting to avoid a cat and actually losing his life over it. And I gets an email now and says, I'm sitting here trying to come back with a smart answer, and what can I say? I'm so sorry about this man. He had to be very sensitive, kind man to specialize in this special, in these very special pets. And then she talks about her husband. She says, my husband is much nicer since he learned to like cats. He says they are little women in fur coats. And he credits liking cats because he said a cat actually saved his life. I think it happened, she said, when I told him, if your dog kills my cat, you're a dead man. Anyway, this vet probably had a special prophetic ability. He no doubt at some time had said, these cats will be the death of me. Sorry, she says, but that's the best I can do. Now the emails have started coming in. All right, Derry. A recent study at Texas A&M has come up to the conclusion that a cat will blink 99 times out of 100 when hit in the head with a ball-peen hammer. This email comes from Rockford, Illinois. I also enjoy your comments on cats. Do you know what the best kind of a cat is? It's one that's being chased by a dog. Then I get another email back from my original emailer concerning the cats that said that a cat saved her husband's life. Okay? She says, I couldn't call in yesterday to defend the little kitties. Think how cats have contributed to our society. Our vocabulary is filled with catisms, as in cat fight, catting around, cat call, cat got your tongue, cat nap, cat walk, cat cool, cat alley. Another breed of cats, cats out of the bag, cats meow, cats pajamas, cat copy. Anyway, or copycat, I should say. Anyway, she says there are hundreds of these references. So there must be something special about cats. Cats are the ultimate, help me with the word, Jeff.
Narcissist.
Narcissist. Okay, so that sounds like some kind of a flower to me. But anyway, I had to look it up. Jeff knew what it was. He's like a walking dictionary. Tell us what that means, Jeff.
A lover of oneself, one who admires themselves greatly.
Okay, and cats are the ultimate of that, okay? You can tell this by all the time they spend on personal grooming. Dogs aren't like this. A dog's idea of personal grooming is to roll in a dead fish. And then the last comment I get here is, people who hate cats in their next life will come back as mice. Okay, so much for the cat stories. Back to something a little more serious, perhaps. But anyhow, here we have the FDA. And Beth is working right now on the May Chronicle, and I have written quite an article, I thought, concerning the FDA and how they're wanting to control our vitamins, minerals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, all the alternative medicine, because the big pharmaceutical companies have bought off the politicians. It's as simple as that. We even know how much and who they've bought and paid for. So anyway, the FDA now is wanting to come up with these guidelines so that FDA can control such things as carrot juice and holy water. And I'm not being funny. This is actually in their information. You can get on the FDA website and find this stuff. Now, I, like I said, in writing this article, if you remember when we first started talking about this earlier or later in the latter part of April, it was the 20-somethingth of April. I'd have to go back and check my notes. But we started discussing this again. Now, I have been talking about the Codex Alimentarius for 2 or 3 years because that was all part of CAFTA, and it's a world thing. Now, hang on. I hear music. Must take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
Billy, can you do it?
Of course I can.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
We're World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
And we have returned. Now, back to the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, and this public hearing. And it's not a public hearing, not at all. It's not a public hearing. They don't want to have a public hearing. It's a discussion period whereby you are supposed to be able to get in touch with the FDA and tell them how you enjoy what they're doing by taking the vitamins and mineral supplements away, or whether you think they're making a mistake. It's for the opinions of the people. Okay, now, in my article, and remember, they said it was going to, the period for discussion was going to end on April the 30th. Then they came along and said, no, it's going to be on May the 29th. So, hey, we've got a whole month to do this. And yesterday we discussed this, and I even explained to you how you can actually get in touch with them. They won't take telephone calls. You have to do it through the mail or through the email. And I gave the address, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And apparently a lot of folks were disgusted with the way the FDA was doing this. And instead of calling the FDA, they've been calling their senators. And apparently it's done some good. Now, let me bring you up to date on what the FDA has done, because I'm going to have to, I don't know, I might just have Beth just pull that article completely out of the Chronicle, because, hey, I don't know what I'm talking about anymore. You can't keep up with a bunch of liars, and they keep saying one thing and doing something else. Now, here's the deal. Oh, by the way, I saw a cute story a while ago. It said a truckload of politicians, maybe they probably were bureaucrats, maybe out of the FDA, but they were on a bus, And they were out on a country road, and it's a mountainous road, and they ran over the bluff, and the bus turned over. And a farmer was there, and he had a front-end loader on his crawler tractor, so he just buried them all. And when the authorities came out and said, "Did you bury all of them?" And he said, "Yes, I did." And he said, well, were they all dead? Oh, he said, there's a couple of them said, kept saying they weren't, but he said, you know how those bureaucrats lie all the time. Anyhow, here we go with the FDA. Now, the story I have now comes from NewsTarget.com, and it tells us this. The FDA has slammed the door shut on accepting public comments over the contentious guidelines that threaten to destroy natural medicine by classifying virtually all health-enhancing foods, juices, nutritional supplements of functional food as disapproved or unapproved drugs. NewsTarget acquired emails from an FDA employee and key author of the guidelines. This email contains statements that directly contradict the FDA's own website and reveal a tactic designed to silence public commentary by retroactively declaring the comment period to be closed, even while the FDA's own documents state the period should continue for another 30 days. Now, we'll take a break here. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. Our number is 1-800-973-3779. Your calls are welcome.
This is the Terry Brownfield Show.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
1998.
And we have returned. Now, back to the FDA. There's a fellow who works for the FDA, and he apparently was one of the people that wrote these regulations, and or guidelines, they call them. His name is Philip L. Chao. I'm not good at those Asian names, but anyway, that's the way he spells his name. He says that the public comment period for the guidelines is now closed. He said 1 month ahead of what the FDA's own website provides is a comment closing date, and this is explained as being due to a mistake. by an FDA employee that will be retroactively corrected, but only after the public comment period has been officially closed. Whether that's right or not, I don't know. I can't prove it one way or the other, but it looks typical of some of the stunts that the government agencies pull. Now, back to the fact that the FDA made it so very difficult to comment. You're going to have to send a letter, and we gave you the address yesterday, and send it to the FDA. Well, people are finally waking up and saying, hey, it doesn't do any good to talk to these bureaucrats. None whatsoever. Their salary is going to stay the same. They're not going to get fired. They're still going to get paid off by the big multinational corporations, no matter whether they work for the Department of Agriculture, the Food and Drug Administration, the Forest Service, whoever it happens to be. They're all alike. So, hey, we can have something to say when we call our politicians. Now, here's the deal. The bill, S-1082, is a bill that helps fund the FDA. It's known all over Capitol Hill as Big Pharma designed legislation. It's running into a credibility problem. Now, this is coming from newswithviews.com. And like I said, I put a lot of credit into what Paul Walters puts in his column. He says a vote is likely on Monday. Now, see, yesterday I was telling you they were going to vote yesterday. Well, apparently that didn't happen. And it was because it was delayed to all the opposition flooding the Senate by we the people. Now, I'm not the only radio talk show host talking about this. I honestly haven't listened to some of the big boys for a week or two. So I don't know whether Rush and Hannity mentioned it or not. If they followed True to Farm, they did not. But a lot of other guys, like myself, have been discussing it. Now, here's the story. Numerous senators are backing the Dorgan Amendment, which is to 1082, it's Senate bill. The amendment enables United States citizens to buy drugs from Canada and other industrialized nations. Now, that brought up something that I don't know, but I would think that these multinational corporations don't they manufacture the same drugs in the United States and Canada? But maybe Canada has some price controls on them or something. I don't know how that works. I do know that people do go to Canada to buy drugs. Now, and I'm not talking about dopey drugs. I'm talking about prescription drugs to help heal their whatever problems they have. Now, this will save us at least $50 billion over the next 10 years, cut the price of many drugs in half. Those opposing the amendment include the Bush administration, and they are the ones that are clearly on the payroll of the big pharmaceutical companies. Their excuse for not supporting it is that it will cause safety problems. The majority of senators are not buying this. They call it a cover-up. Dorgan won round one of the voting on his amendment yesterday. Now, that would be on Thursday, and that's why the bill never did get to the floor. By the way, it passed. His amendment passed 63-28. So, you see, it looks like they could even, if this is true, they can even override a veto. Anyway, a final vote on the Dorgan amendment is expected Monday. Okay? This S-1082 was created by Kennedy and Enzi in close consultation with the FDA and the big pharmaceutical companies. Charles Grassley, a Republican from Iowa, has proposed 11 amendments to close the pharmaceutical companies' loopholes. Big Pharma and the FDA hate all 11 Grassley amendments, and Big Pharma has its legion of lobbyists trying to defeat them. Now, I have here, and it's 9 pages, typewritten pages. So we can't go into all of this, but it's a transcript of the Senate committee. Senator Hatch said, "My office has been inundated by calls from people throughout the country who believe that this legislation is to overturn the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act 1994. Now, this is exactly what I've been saying for a week or longer. But we have this Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act, which makes it legal to go to a health food store or go to just any store where they have these dietary supplements, and by supplements we're talking about some herbs and this sort of thing, but also simple things like vitamin C, vitamin A capsules, whatever. That has not been my reading of the bill, but I wonder if other senators have heard similar concerns. Now, Senator Hatch acts like, well, he can't read that in the bill. Well, apparently he can't read because it's there, okay? Senator Harkin says, yes, I've received a good many calls as well, and I have to say that I would be very concerned, as I know S. 1082 would overturn the dietary supplement health, a law we fought side by side to see enacted. And it goes on for page after page after page. In the meantime, Senator Kennedy thinks this is terrible that they're not gonna, that they've got these 11 amendments, but let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
If you're like many adults, you may wish from time to time that you had paid more attention during history class. But if you're a parent, you may wish that your child would not pay attention during history class, because much of the basis of American history has been deleted or rewritten. If so, the video Nation Adrift has a vital and timely message for Americans. A Nation Adrift is a 90-minute video presentation that outlines America's Christian history with a super-condensed overview of United States history highlighting major events. Nation Adrift clearly shows that America has lost its spiritual foundation and has rejected God and His law. Nation Adrift is a wake-up call for all. To order Nation Adrift, send $24, check, cash, or money order to Nation Adrift, P.O. Box 79, Centertown, Missouri, 65023. For credit card orders, call toll-free 1-800-201-7892, extension 23. Indicate your preference of VHS or DVD.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's May the 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's looking for 800 head, and early consignments include a string of 100 black and black baldy September calvers. They're bred to Angus and Hereford bulls that Rogers Farms are bringing in. Gary Theriot will be selling 56 fancy Angus, 37 or 3-year-olds, 30 head half calves by their sides. John Franklin will be in with 50 head of black and black baldy cow-calf pairs. John Sullivan will be in with 20 pairs. Tim Walters has consigned 25 red and red white-faced cows with nice babies by their sides. Other consigners include John Edwards and Smith Farms. By the way, Charles Emberton will be in with 10 registered Angus yearling bulls. Now, that's for the May 5th sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
Friends, we all want to live in a country where our individual freedoms and private property rights are not only preserved but protected. That's the main purpose of the Paragon Foundation, protecting your private property rights while supporting the productive multiple use of public lands. But more than that, Paragon goes to bat for you to keep your freedoms alive. The Paragon Foundation supports individuals and organizations involved in litigation, education, research, and the exchange of ideas related to their mission. But they need your help. So when you see private property rights being violated, call the Paragon Foundation. They'll make sure you have what you need to put out little sparks before they turn into big fires. But when those sparks burst into flames, they'll be there fighting for your private property rights. Support the Paragon Foundation today by calling 1-877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show,
the man who says he hates housework. You make the beds, you wash the dishes, and 6 months later you have to start all over again. Derry Brownfield!
And we have returned. You know, that's right. I keep telling my wife, you know, the bed's fine. You don't have to do anything. And I remember one time, I'm changing the subject here, but it just brought that up. I didn't know that's what you're... In fact, I hadn't... those are new bumpers, aren't they? I've never heard two of them now that I've not heard before. But my kids grew up as we quit farming. as I disc up all of my corn and soybean ground and put it in the grass. And we sowed grass and haven't done it since. It's lasted for 40 years. It goes back to 1965. It has been 40 years. And the kids were still little, and we went on a farm tour. And this farmer took us all. Oh, he had beautiful corn and soybeans and all this. And we got all done. We were commenting on how good everything looked. And the kid said, "Now, do you have to do that again next year?" So that's kind of like making beds. My roommate and I one time decided we didn't have to change our beds. And we went, I think, from Christmas till school was out without changing the bed. So I know you don't have to do that. Anyway, so much for that. Back to the Senate. Now, Senator Hatch said that his office had been inundated by calls from people throughout the country that believe this legislation is going to overturn the Dietary Supplemental Health and Education Act, and that's exactly what it's set up to do. But Senator Kennedy says it's not. He says, "Let me make absolutely clear that the Reagan-Udall Foundation will in no way override, overturn, or conflict with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act. Nothing in this bill would have that effect." Senator, and I don't know, it's ENZI. Is that NZ or NZI? Anyhow, he said, "Yes, we took great pains to make certain there would be no conflict with the Dietary Supplement Health and Education Act." Senator Hatch said it could in fact even help the dietary supplement consumers because it would allow collaboration between government and industry. Anyhow, who do you believe in this thing? Kennedy and his buddies are now on record stating this is in no way going to affect our dietary supplements. And Hatch and Harkin are on record as being concerned. There are still two problems. Kennedy and his buddies are hard to trust. And mainly because they're getting paid off by the multinational corporations that make these chemicals. He says, in other words, Byron Richard, he's director of Wellness Resources. I think you know Byron Richards, don't you, Jeff?
That's right.
You betcha. You've had him on the air.
He's hosted in your place several times, done a great job.
Yeah, I know it. And here's what he says. He says individuals should take charge of their health, stand up for their health rights, and not blindly succumb to propaganda from the vested interests who profit from keeping Americans sick. And I've mentioned time and time again, watch these ads on national network television, and you just can't hardly turn the TV on without seeing a pharmaceutical ad. And I guess they're required by law to state the side effects. Jot down some of those side effects. And they're on every ad. Obviously, they're there to cause more of a problem than they are to do good. But anyhow, people still go to doctors, and I guess if I had to, I would. People always say to you, "Well, who's your family doctor?" I don't have a doctor. My grandparents didn't have doctors. We were talking just the other day, a good friend of mine passed away. And I said, "How old was he?" And he said, "Well, I think he was going to be 96 right away. He's 95 at the time of his death." The guy never took any pills. He drank a little home brew once in a while. But he didn't take any pharmaceutical pills. Anyhow, let's move along here. So much for FDA, the Federal Drug Administration, and I'll just have to find out more. I don't know where. I'm so confused now that I don't know what's right and what's not. But I do know the bill. It's not a bill. It's a rules and regulations. The FDA just wants to control the dietary supplements. Okay, now we have the hate crime bill. How can all this stuff come up at once? Here we have the hate crime bill. Now the hate crime bill is mostly to benefit homosexuals. It has to do with being a hate crime. It would be hate speech if you read from the Holy Scriptures that homosexuality is abomination in the eyes of God. Can't say that. If this bill passes, preachers or anybody, and we've had this happen. It happened in, Philadelphia, Jeff, yeah. It happened in Philadelphia.
That's the city of brotherly love, bring your own brother.
Thank you. Where do you get all these? Hey, you're as good as my lady friend Joyce that comes back with all these cat quotes. Yes, that was good. We'll give you 9 out of 10 possibly for that. But anyhow, the Senate and the House are being bombarded. And it is doing some good. I don't think there's any doubt about it. I've been saying all the time, it doesn't do any good to write. It doesn't do any good to call. Hey, these people are going to do whatever they want to do, and you're not going to be able to change them. Well, you know, there's some horses that just want to run off. And there's some things you can do to a horse that wants to run off. You can use a tack collar. A tack collar is a leather strap with some literally tacks in it. And you can put that around his neck and pull it back on his shoulders, and he doesn't want to run against those. You can put what we call a lip strap on, which instead of going in their mouth, goes over the upper lip. And not lip, but gum. Goes between the teeth and the upper gum. And has great effect on something that's running off. Now, this hate crime bill was going to pass. I don't think there was any doubt about it. But when enough people started calling the Senate and Congress, hey, kind of put a lip strap on these people. It made them have a change of attitude. The White House even went so far as to say that the president would veto the bill if it passed. Now, he said that just yesterday. So, anyway, the White House said state and local criminal laws already provide penalties for the violence addressed by the hate crimes bill. And we do have state laws now, particularly, I don't know if that's a Pennsylvania law. Or is that a city law? Do you remember? Jeff doesn't know that either. I don't know. But anyway, we've seen people actually go to jail because they carried signs that with biblical scriptures on them. All right? Under current federal law, hate crimes apply to acts of violence against individuals on the basis of race, religion, color, or national origin. Federal prosecutors have jurisdiction only if the victim is engaged in a specific federally protected activity, such as enrolling in school, voting, or traveling between states. And we've discussed this, too, federal prosecutors and their jurisdiction. And if you've been listening to GB with Paragon Foundation, he's made this point very, very clear, that whenever the feds come in, there are people now that are in, you know, that where they've taken the cattle away from the ranchers and this sort of thing. They say, yeah, we'll go right along with what you're saying. We'll do anything you want us to. All you do is just show us how you have jurisdiction in our state. And he says they send that in a certified letter. He says usually they come back with a stupid answer, does not show jurisdiction. So you rewrite the letter, say, no, this didn't give me the jurisdiction. I want to know how you have jurisdiction in our state to do this. He said, send it certified again. And he said about the third time, he said, you don't ever hear from them anymore. Now, here again, you see Clinton, I guess it's hard to tell Clinton from Bush. I get confused, but they do so many of the same things. Anyway, he says, and I don't know if this is from Bush or not, but it's the White House. But he says federal prosecutors have jurisdiction only if the victim is engaged in a specifically federally protected activity. And he said the states can do this, so we don't need this hate crime bill, which they wanted here just a few short days ago. Again, you know, you can put a trip rope on them, a lip strap, a tack collar. There's ways to stop these runaway idiots when there's no other way to do it. Anyhow, the administration believes that H.R. 1592 is unnecessary and constitutionally questionable. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
With the ever-rising cost of fossil fuel and electricity, it's time to consider making your own alternative power. Alternative Power Video is the story of one man who has achieved energy independence.
PersonalArms.com has all your self-defense needs. Check out our cell phone stun gun. Excellent protection from would-be attackers. It truly looks like a real cell phone. Also, check out our new electronic barking dog alarm. Containing microwave technology, this electronic watchdog sees through walls. The electronic barking dog alarm works when an intruder comes within 15 feet. The barking dog alarm will begin barking like a true-to-life angry German Shepherd. The closer the intruder comes, the more frequent and more threatening the barking becomes. You can purchase stun guns, stun batons, pepper spray, telephone voice changers, martial arts instructional DVDs, and the same tasers that you have seen the police use on TV and more at www.personalarms.com. That's www.personalarms.com. Or call 1-201-641-1442. Come visit us, personalarms.com. Don't be afraid anymore. Receive a free pepper spray by mentioning RBN when you place your online order. We will not sell items prohibited by any state, county, or law. In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
And we have returned. The talking about how we the people made enough phone calls in the past few days to get the FDA, I don't know that changed or not, but at least it's becoming to the forefront with the political leaders. And the hate crimes bill did not get passed Thursday, as everybody thought it was going to. And Reverend Ted Pike makes a comment here I'd like to share with you. He says, you know, people wonder, and I was the same way. I said, hey, it doesn't do any good to call these jokers. They're going to do what they want to anyhow. But he says, you get frustrated, and you think, what's the use? I called for hours. Can't get them to change their minds. What I say makes no difference. But he said, our protests have made an enormous difference. Spirited Republicans, and he names a bunch of them, powerfully informed the House of hate laws, the hate laws threat to free speech. The hate bill never before faced such passionate opposition in Congress. He says this feisty response is a direct result of our calls. The ruckus erupting from the religious and political right against hate crime legislation is reverberatingly clear to the White House. President Bush warned Congress he will veto the hate bill. His threat dramatically vindicates every message sent by tens of thousands of concerned Americans. And I was surprised that Bush would even make that statement, because I know that in the beginning, this bill was on his agenda. But Pike goes on to say, earlier this year, the American Family Association polled its 3 million subscribers about whether they thought Bush would veto a federal hate bill. 70% reported skepticism. See, I'd certainly be one of that 70%. I said, no, you're not going to veto it. He wants it. But Bush may now see his veto of this pro-homosexual legislation as a way to win back millions of conservative Americans. Well, he hasn't won me back. Neither have the Democrats. I still think that if we're going to have any hopes whatsoever of getting this nation back as a constitutional republic, we're going to have to eliminate both parties and just forget political parties and put people in there that actually are constitutionists. But anyhow, that's neither here nor there. Bush says he'll veto the hate speech bill. That means it'll be dead for a little while. And like those cats.
Heard any good cat jokes lately, Derry?
Well, those cats have 9 lives. And that's the way with legislation. They you can't kill the darn things. It's just like trying to vote down a bond issue or an issue out on the county or the city. You can't vote it down. You can't kill it. You can vote it down, but, you know, it's going to be right back up again. And they just keep changing the name and putting it back on the ballot. And sooner or later, it will get passed. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Do you struggle getting to sleep easily or staying asleep? Do you wake up stiff and feeling like you didn't get a good night's sleep? Hi, this is Byron Richards, founder of Wellness Resources. Our most popular sleep-enhancing formula is called Relaxamag. It contains a special kind of magnesium known as magnesium bisglycinate, which is the mineral magnesium bound to 2 amino acids of glycine. Magnesium helps to relax muscles and nerves, while glycine works in your brain as a relaxant neurotransmitter. The combination is a powerful way to turn off the stressors of the day and help enter a restorative, deeper sleep that is so vital for your health. Ordering is easy. Call 1-800-717-9355. That's 1-800-717-WELL. Or go to www.dairybrownfield.com, click on the online catalog, and go to Health Products. All Wellness Resources supplements are 20% off for online orders. Wellness Resources prides itself in getting out all orders the same or next business day. Don't struggle with a restless night. You have choices at Wellness Resources. Get well soon.
Gold jumped higher Thursday on fund buying and a weaker dollar. Gold closed in New York up $9.50 to $682.10 an ounce. Silver added 16 cents to $13.39 an ounce. Renewed interest from funds and dip buying sent gold prices higher, but weaker crude oil kept them from rising more. Trends and momentum on technical charts were turning bullish, said analysts. More at SwissAmerica.com. Imagine compressing a quarter century of experience in the gold and coin markets into a brand new audio CD that discusses 7 major forces driving gold, 4 types of gold worth owning, and 6 steps before you buy gold. You need to hear this new audio CD by Craig Smith. Call 877-703-2193 for this rare opportunity CD. 877-703-2193, a rare opportunity CD with Craig R. Smith.
And we're in the home stretch. Now, again, I'm not sure, and Jeff, we should have discussed this earlier. Did South Carolina have their, do you know whether they had their political speeches by the Republicans last night?
Yes, they did.
They did. I thought they did. Now, did Ron Paul get to perform?
Don't know the answer to that question.
Well, I think he did. Now, I should have paid a little more attention. I tell you, I've just got too many things to do, and such little time to do them. But anyway, let's assume that everything went as planned. But here's the thing. Only serious candidates were supposed to be able to be in on this debate. Now, as the writer of this article says, and it's Bobby Eberle, he's writing in, he's talking about Ron Paul anyway. He says, serious candidates prepare for debate. There is something to be said for public pressure, and we've been talking about that all morning. As frustrating it is when people feel that no one is listening, it is amazing what happens when people speak out in large numbers. Case in point is the Republican presidential debate in South Carolina. All 10 announced candidates will be participating, thanks in part to the calls and emails to both Fox News and South Carolina GOP. Early yesterday, CNSNews.com reported that many of the Republican presidential candidates could be left out of the debate due to the criteria being used by the South Carolina GOP and Fox News. Despite being so early in the campaign process, polling data was being considered to limit the debate to those declared candidates garnering more than 1% of the poll. When asked for comment, Marty Ryan, executive producer for political programming at Fox, told the Associated Press the criteria would ensure that only serious candidates were taking part of the debate. Now, what is a serious candidate, okay? Out of the current field of 10, can someone please tell me who is not serious about becoming president? Yes, it's true that currently Giuliani, McCain, Romney are dominating the polls, but there's Fred Thompson, who is not even a candidate. Also highly regarded, but there are many talented individuals in this race, and at this early stage, all should be included. Isn't that the point of the early debate, so that the lesser-known candidates can get the message out? Just look at some of the candidates who might not be considered serious by Fox News or South Carolina GOP. Representative Ron Paul of Texas may be excluded from the forthcoming GOP candidate debate, and I think he was one of the 10. I think he got on last night. The same could apply to Representative Duncan Hunter of California, ranking Republican, past chairman of the House Armed Service Committee, Representative Tom Tancredo of Colorado, one of the strongest voices in the House on border security, former Arkansas Governor Mike Huckabee, former National GOP chairman. It goes on and on and on and on and on. Now, the rules were set by the South Carolina GOP, which also requires that candidates must have filed papers in South Carolina and have paid the proper fees to be a candidate. Okay? The poll being used to determine who these candidates were going to be was a Fox News Opinion Dynamics poll of 600 likely South Carolina voters that were surveyed April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now, I took a course in statistics back in my college days. I didn't want to. I didn't like the course. I barely got through it. I hated the course. I didn't like the professor. But it was necessary to get a certain degree that I was working towards, a postgraduate degree. You had to have a degree in statistics. And they talk about you can poll just so many. And, you know, out of that, it's the right sampling and all that, and would have an error of such and such. To me, 600 people out of a state the size of South Carolina isn't very many. But anyhow, I'm not here to say. I do know that, remember, if you don't get anything else out of today's show, if you hate cats, you could come back reincarnated someday as a mouse. It's Friday. I have other things to do. We'll sing Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you. Until we meet again, happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then.
Who cares about the clouds and where to get?